This is February the 21st at Fairbanks, Alaska, and this is Harry Hughes recording for Igloo 4, Pioneers of Alaska. And I have here visiting me today an old pioneer friend of mine, Nick White. He spent a good many years in the interior of Alaska here and on the Alaska Railroad. In our conversations recently, he gave me quite a history of the Alaska Railroad. I'm going to ask Nick if he'll reminisce a little about the early Alaska Railroad.
You're welcome.
Now, Nick White, you give me your full name.
Nicholas Lee White.
How do you spell it now? How do you spell your name, Nick?
Nicholas.
N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S. Nicholas.
Yeah.
And your middle name?
Just V, letter, you know.
V?
Yeah.
And your last name, W-H-I-T-E.
Yeah, W-H-I-T-E.
Now, where were you born, Nick?
In Yugoslavia.
He was born in, you remember the name of the town?
Yes.
What was the name of the town, Nick?
Mazin, M-A-Z-I-N.
M-A-Z-I-N, Mazin.
Yeah.
And what were your father and mother's name? Do you remember?
My father's name was Raymond and my mother's name was Helen.
Raymond is your father's name and Helen,
yeah,
your mother's name. Did you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, the other one, Dan, but he's dead.
One brother by the name of Dan, he passed away.
Yeah.
And you've been, how long in Alaska? When did you come to Alaska?
First time I came 1907.
1907, and where did you land?
In Valdez.
In Valdez. And what did you find in Valdez when you landed there?
Oh, I find it there lots of people, lots of dental, you know. That's I saw was this. You see more people in Valdez than any other town in the coast.
That was a live town then.
Yeah.
Well, what did you work at when you were there?
Well, I'm telling you, I didn't work very much there, you know. I just was a couple of months around Valdez, you see. Then I went to Cordova.
Over to Cordova?
Yeah.
Did you remember any of the early day people's names around there that are still alive today?
I couldn't tell you no name now.
Oh, you don't remember those. And then you come out, after that, what year was that you come into the interior?
Then I went outside, then come back in 1910 in Cordova.
1910 to Cordova?
Yeah.
And what did you work at in Cordova?
I never worked there at all. You see, I used to be prospecting there.
Oh, you was prospecting?
Yeah.
All right, you're making a good point. Then I find out how you lived when you come in the country. And how long did you stay around the Cordova area?
One season.
One season? Then you went where from there?
Went to Seattle.
You went back to Seattle again?
Yeah.
And then when did you come in the next time?
1916.
1916?
Yeah.
And you come to work on the Alaska Railroad then?
Yeah.
Where did you land? Seward?
Yeah.
1916 at Seward?
Yeah.
The reason I ask you this about the Alaska Railroad, many of the old-timers that I knew when I first come in the country have passed away, and your mind has been so sharp, and you've remembered many of them that I had forgotten.
Sure.
So you told me about that you knew the names of quite a lot of the old employees of the Alaska Railroad, and you start in and tell it in your own way now. When you started in at Seward and what you worked at and who you met, and give the names if you can.
Well, I tell you one thing, you see, I never stayed in Seward very long. I went directly to Anchorage.
Directly to Anchorage. Was that the headquarters of the railroad then?
Yeah.
Anchorage was the headquarters in 1916.
Yeah.
Well, you remember Albert Trana then? The old fellow got his arms cut off?
I remember Sam Estes and those...
Sam Estes?
Yeah. Quite a few other men those days, you know, but absolutely I never see none of them now.
No, they've all passed on.
Yeah.
You see, I worked on the railroad in later years, and there's only two or three alive working on the railroad now, those years. They're all gone. They're all retired or passed away.
Yeah.
We used to have some good times on the railroad, though.
No, I was working there, you know, in Vegas for a while. You see, the next year, you see, I went to contract work for railroad.
Oh, you was contracting. What did you do, cut ties?
No, the construction.
Construction. Contract construction.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't that when they were building on this end, starting towards Nenana?
Yeah. They start toward Nenana, you see, and work on that branch, you see, to from Matanuska to Chickaloo.
Oh, the Chickaloo and Matanuska branch, yes. That's about 15, 18 miles there on the side. That was a steep hill you worked on there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did any of the cars used to break away and get down the hill when you worked there?
What?
Any of the cars break loose and go down the hill while you worked there?
By gosh, I couldn't remember.
There was some went down the hill when I was there.
Yeah.
See, I worked at Eska Mine when the government rebuilt that washing plant and that dormitory. And we had a train break.
You mean at Sutton there?
No, above Sutton. At Eska.
I worked there at Sutton on that power.
Oh, that section, huh?
No, on that I was there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah? I've seen it there all these years. One time while I was there, there was a train load of coal broke loose and it dumped seven cars and tore up the tracks, and we had to go up there and fix it.
What part?
Above Sutton, up the hill there, before you start up to Joseph.
Oh, between Sutton and Chickaloon.
That's right, between Chickaloon and Sutton.
By gosh, maybe I couldn't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Because that time, you see, what year it was?
Oh, that was back in the 29 or 30, around in there, around the 30s.
Oh, then I was in the coast, you know.
Then you was over on the coast by that time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then in 29, I went over to Nooshigak, Nagnig, and Billingham, Snag Point, and White Camry, and down to Nagnig, you see.
Or the 1929, you
think? That's
That time, you see, I was down there at Mile 52 between Surin and
down towards Bird Creek?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All the sheep around there when you was there?
It was lots of them.
Yeah, I seen thousands of sheep down there.
Lots of them was there.
Goat? You see the goat too? On one side
yes,
of the goat?
Yes. You see in those hills there, left side from the sunrise and up, you can see the sheep and goat all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But then you come to near the shore, you know, there you can see 50, 60 in a bunch.
Yeah, big bunches.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They never even scared of me.
No, they didn't weren't afraid in those years.
Yeah.
But everybody...
But if you go down there to Indian or Gervood and go and do pigs there, you know, they're watching you pull close. You couldn't come close.
Mm-hmm.
They run away, you know.
Indian and Gervood sections.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They are fully scared there, you know. You got to be fully skilled to come close, you see, to shoot them there.
Do you remember John Markowitz, a prospector that was down there for many years?
No, you mean Pete
Markowitz? Markowitz? He lived for a while at Tunnel and at Grandview, and then he had a...
What year?
Oh, he was in there from 1910 on. He's still alive. He lives at Indian right now. He's 93 years old.
I don't know him.
He was a friend I visited with all the time.
I don't know him.
Well,
I know Pete Copper is there. He used to be sooner as he knew those days.
Yeah, that's another. I remember them.
Yeah.
And old man Strong. There was an old fellow we called, I forget his first name, Strong. He had a big mountain there just near Indian, and he had tunnels all dug all over it. Do you remember him?
No.
He lived in there from about 1915.
No.
He died here about 3 years ago. Strong. His name was Strong.
I know the fellow by name Tom Sabul and his brother Matt. You know, they had some prospect there and hope, you know, and got some cabins there and everything, you know. So far as you know them, you know, and Somer Smith, you see, he started, he used to be mining engineer at Chickaloon, you know, he started to open up some mine there in a hope, you know. I don't know how he come out with that neither.
Well, did you ever make any money mining down there?
No.
No?
I tried prospecting, you see, but I was so unlucky, you see, I never strike anything. Mm-hmm.
And then, when did you come north on the Alaska Railroad to the Fairbanks area?
1930.
1930? You come up in this area?
I ran come here in 1930, you see, then I ran to Anchorage. It was a short time, you see, then I come back here again, then I stay here since then all the time. Mm-hmm.
Well, can you start now and name all the people along the section like you did one day for me down here? Start in right at Seward and name all the people that you remember.
Well, I tell you, all people I remember. You mean working in the railroad or in the city?
Railroad.
Well, I tell you, when I was down there, you know, Frank Leslie, he was a foreman in the yard in Seward. Mm-hmm. And George Colley, he was a roadmaster. Louis Lee, he was a section foreman there at Mile 7. Mm-hmm. Fellow by name Johnson, he was foreman at Mospace. Mm-hmm. And Barney Egan, he was a foreman at Grandview. Mm-hmm. And Sam Radish, he was a foreman at Mile 52, he was Estergame's foreman there. Mm-hmm. Below there, you know, at Moran, there was a Sam McNeese.
Yeah.
Then, below him was Joe O'Brien.
Joe O'Brien, yeah, I remember him.
Then was the other fellow there, you know, by name, Nelson. Then at Potter Creek, there was a man, section foreman by name Johnson. Then between Potter Creek and Anchorage was Jack Holman.
Jack Holman, yeah.
Then in the yard there was McCutcheon, you know.
McCutcheon, yeah.
You know him well. Mm-hmm. He was senator after that.
Mm-hmm. I know Senator McCutcheon.
Then, you know, between Anchorage and Fairbank, there was a different side.
Different crews.
Yeah, different crews, you know, change all the time.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember when they was building the tunnels up there in the canyon by McKinley Park?
Well, I remember that, you see.
You didn't work on any of those?
No, no. I never worked for us in Curry, you see. 1918, I worked contract at Curry.
At Curry?
Yeah. That's the last time I worked for Alaska Railroad. Then 1922, I was a guard at Dallas, Colorado, there, you see, the extra gang, number 3, between Talkeetna and Ely.
Well, when you used to go to town from the railroad, what happened? What did you fellows do for recreation?
Well, I tell you, there was lots of places that time in Anchorage, you see, it wasn't so overcrowded, you know, they got lots of them. Cigar store and pool halls, you know, and playing pengengi and so forth, you see, lots of room that time, you see, so when we was without the work, you see, was quite a few players there, so we go from place to place.
Play cards, and you went in the bars and visited?
No, I just had a soft drink there, you know.
Yeah.
Cigars, you know, I played playing and
do you remember who owned some of those places of business those years?
Well, I tell you, they changed pretty often, you know.
I used to go visit old man Schoen and Kozlowski and all those. I used to go visit.
What do you mean?
In Anchorage.
Oh, they was in Anchorage, you know, the Andy Schoen, he was postmaster, you know. He passed away. His son is used to be a doctor, medical doctor, he passed away, you know, Harold. Mm. And Kozlowski was that time, you see, had the store there, you know, and Kennedy Brothers.
Ken Deasy, I remember them.
Yeah, they got the store there, you know, and Ike Bayless, you know, he got the clothing store
Ike
there.
Ike Bayless?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember him.
And Joe Reno, you see, got the grocery there, and quite a few men, you see, in the business beside that.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to wear glasses, do you?
Yes, I can wear glasses.
You do to read?
No.
If you look at these pictures, would you have to have glasses on? Now, these are all in Valdez. These are Cal Townsend's pictures. And they were taken from 1903 to 1919. See this 1903 calendar here. October 1903, see it? Or March 1903. This is a collection was given to me when the old man died. This is Cal Townsend right here. When the power plant down there at the mine. You wouldn't recognize any of those, huh?
I tell you one thing, Harry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Those days, you know, we never paid attention, you see, to the buildings and so forth.
It wasn't interesting.
Well, there was interest.
Well, neither was I. That's the trouble.
I tell you one thing. We used to was to face those days, you know.
Traveling fast.
Traveling fast.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you go on some stampedes?
No.
Never went on a stampede?
No. No, I never been. I was prospecting there around open sooner as you know, and Nalchina.
Nalchina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was trapping there one winter, you see, below Nalchina there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Along Matanuska River.
Mm-hmm.
Between Chickalon Creek, you see, and that glacier and above glacier there, you know. Up to Nalchina.
Well, now, what early day roadhouses do you remember there or incidents that happened?
There wasn't a roadhouse there.
None
that
at
time,
all.
No,
huh?
Not at all.
Well, do you remember the roadhouse by Anchorage there in 19, well, it was started around 1915 or 16, that Jimmy Vail and his wife run for several years at Lakeshore?
No, I don't know that.
See, I used to go hiking. Frank Young went down all through there before they was there. See?
No. The only time when the roadhouse was that time, you see, Mrs. Cortland. Edda Talkeetna, you know, that I know.
Mm-hmm.
And some kind of a roadhouse was there in a hope, you see, but I don't know the people that was
remember.
There just one day, you know.
Mm-hmm. Just go visit.
I don't know even their name.
Well, when you was up in the McKinley Park area, do you remember Andy Marino and all those fellas lived around
no,
there?
No, you mean Maurice Marino.
Maurice Marino?
Yes, I know him there.
Mm-hmm. And you knew Andrew Dragish?
Well, sure, he was in Ely there for a long time.
Bichet and Dalton?
No, I know Jack...
Quigley?
No, I used to be in Ely, you know.
Jack Hooff?
No, the fellow had a hotel there.
Oh, Warner? Singleton? Jack Singleton?
Singleton, yeah.
Jack Singleton, yeah.
Yeah.
He was still there, I remember seeing him.
Yeah, I know him there.
Mm-hmm. Well, those people are all gone, Nick. Yeah, everything has changed that way.
Yeah. I know quite a few people there those days, you know, but even I don't know their name.
Mm-hmm.
I'll meet them once a while, you know, I talk with them, you see, but we don't know the name each other, you know.
Did you ever get married, Nick?
Not me, so far.
No, you've been single all your life?
Yes, I do.
Well, we have to joke about those things, you know. There's a lot of fellows come into Alaska and they never did get married. They live single, you see, many of them.
Well, I tell you one time, you see, I never saw it, never stay in town very much those days.
You kept away from them so they couldn't trap you.
Yeah, I tell you one thing, I was out of town, mostly time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I spent quite a bit of time in city too. You know, those days, you know, it was pretty hard to get a job once a while, you know. There was, wasn't my job those days, you know.
But what was the pay in those days when you did work?
Well, I tell you, they don't pay much, you know. You know, the wages those days in Alaska Railroad, you know. At first they start with $3 a day, you know.
Mm-hmm. 30 cents an hour.
Well, and the rest to 3.5, you see, then at least you see $4 a day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And in letters in the mine, you see, if it was miner, they pay you $3 a day, and if you was a mucker, they pay you $6.
$6 a day for a mucker?
$2.6, I say. Yeah.
Yeah, for a mucker.
Yeah. In Connecticut, you know, they was really higher, you know, but wasn't good pages neither there. There was no union, was no nothing those days, you know. Pay you whatever they want.
Well, did you ever have a dog team?
No.
No dogs?
No.
You never trapped?
Sure, I did. I told you I did.
Yeah, you trapped.
Yeah.
Well, what was your principal trapping area?
I was, Chickalong, and along Matamuska River, you see, way up to above that glacier, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
What did you catch?
Oh, sometimes catch, you know, few minks and few lynx and few wolverine and some fox too.
Did you ever kill any wolves or cows or bounties?
Never killed a wolf. They were by like trapping, but I killed few bear, you know, brown bear.
Mm-hmm. See, they had more wolves here in the interior than they did over there.
Yeah. I never saw even a wolf those days down there. But I see lots of bear, you know.
Well, there's lots of bear down there.
Yeah.
How, what was the most bear you've seen in one place at one time?
What?
Bear.
No, I never see much in bunch, you see, but I see one at a time, you know.
In 1938, I seen 13 bear in one patch of berries.
What kind of a bear they were?
Brown bear, down there below Anchorage.
Oh, sure.
Down by the tunnels, this side of the tunnels.
Yeah, yeah, on the left side.
Mm-hmm. We see, I worked on the bridge gang on the pile driver.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And every day we'd see them.
You work with Alaska Railroad that time?
Mm-hmm. On the pile driver.
Who was the foreman there?
Jimmy Vail, one of them, and Jack, McGuire, that's down in Sitka, he was pile driver Harriman, and Johnny Blattman was foreman once, and Sid Sheldon.
Oh, Sid Sheldon.
He was foreman.
He used to be in Anana.
Yeah, but he was down on the railroad, too.
Oh, yes.
Worked on the whole line.
Oh, I know Sid Sheldon, all right.
We used to have to go all over the line. They get an order in the morning to move, and you had to move.
Yeah, you move from place to place.
Mm-hmm.
I know that.
Well, do you know any good stories now?
What?
Do you know any good stories of something that happened?
Just that I couldn't tell you much. Because I forget lots of things. You
know. Well, we all forget, Nick.
Yeah. I forget lots of things, you know, because I would remember better now, you see, than those days, you know. I tell you why, you know. Those days, you know, we go there from place to place and work, you know, and they never pay attention to nothing, you see, to be interested to see what the future will tell somebody or so forth.
And we never thought about it.
Never thought about it.
Well, you remember Joe Quigley in the can, when he come over from the Cantishna?
Well, I know him well, you know. Mm-hmm. I know him well, you know, when he had a horse mine over there, you know. Mm-hmm. I guess old lady, she was there after he left, too.
Yeah, she was there about 3 or 4 years before she died here in the hospital.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't tell you much in Cantishna, you know, about just as I heard, but I was working on the McKinley Park Road, you know.
Oh, you worked on the McKinley Park Road?
Yeah.
And then, Jack Hohoff, there was 4 or 5 Russians worked on that road, too, at the same time.
You know, John Romanov worked when
Romanov, I... Romanov, yeah, John.
John Romanov worked, but I never see Jack Hohoff there, you know.
Well, he used to stay down at the cabin just
yes,
outside
yeah,
the park.
Yeah, I know, there close the river, you know.
Yeah.
He had a cabin there, he was hunting there.
Mm-hmm. They used to go get the sheep meat, and the superintendent of the park would come down and take it away from him and eat it himself, take it up the house.
Yeah.
I remember all that.
Him and John Romanov, I guess they spent a couple of winters down there, you know.
Oh, he was more than that. He was several winters.
Yeah, I don't know how many really, you know, but so far I know, you see, I know him there was there, you see, you were a couple of winters anyhow.
No, I walked into the Cantishna and followed that cat crew when they went to Bill Taylor's place. You remember Bill Taylor? The old man that climbed Mount McKinley with the first bunch, Bill Taylor, William Taylor.
What have you been doing?
He was mining over there.
No, I don't know.
You don't? Well, do you remember Dunkel?
Oh, sure.
Down in Colorado?
Well, no, Dunkel, when he had that look, he shot there in Weevil
Creek. Yeah, Willow Creek.
I know Dunkel very well.
I'm trying to think of some others. Do you remember when the Kozlowskis first branched out, they had a store in Anchorage? Do you remember the old man?
I know old man there early days.
He would get mad if you didn't come visit with him.
I know old man, he buy fur those days, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know Mr. Kozlowski, you know, all his boys, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He had 3 boys, you see.
Mm-hmm.
I know all 3 bad. Well, I know old man Kozlowski told me a story when he come from Kansas City and everything, you know.
Can you remember the story?
No.
No?
But he tell me, you see, I guess he come from Poland.
Yeah.
Then first time he, I guess he settled around Kansas there, Texas. I couldn't tell you now exactly, you see, but it was a long time ago, you know, years ago, I tell you. Then he moved to Fairbanks,
Anchorage. Because mm-hmm. I used to get off the railroad there sometimes when we'd be tied up down the yard, and I'd go downtown. And he'd take me in the back of the store and talk to me for hours.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I tell you the story one time, you know. He had a pretty good pinch, you know. Working pants, you know. He told me, I got a good pair of pants for you, he says. I'm gonna give it cheap to you, he says, for $1. I look at that pants over, you know. And went to the other store, cost $5 and a half, any place.
Yeah.
Same brand, you know. Well, I come back to see him about that pants, you know, what? Even dollar, I said, you don't make a much profit in me. Well, he says, I make a 50 cents, I bought about that, he says, for 50 cents.
He did. Well, that means the other store was robbing him, huh?
Oh, I don't know if he buys it now he buys, but he told me that.
Well, you didn't know Johnny Swagler when he used to come in here years ago, the trader, trapper?
Oh, you mean...
Fur buyer?
Of course, I know Johnny Swagler, you see, I know him well, you know, he come here. I guess he was here last year. So.
Yeah, last year, he was 94.
I know, he come from Vienna, Austria.
Mm-hmm.
I know him and his wife, both of them.
Oh, yeah.
He mostly spend in Seattle. You see him from Seattle, come over here in Alaska.
He come every year?
Every year, you know. He work for some fur company there. You know.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sometimes he headquarters in Tacoma.
Yeah.
See, when he first started to come up here.
He's pretty old man now.
Mm-hmm. 94?
94.
Mm-hmm. And then you remember about Bob Bloom around here too, don't you?
Bob Bloom? Mm-hmm. Well, sure, Bob Bloom was our businessman in Fermo for a long time.
Well, you want to hear what you said on here now? I'm going to let you hear this now.
Well, all right, you're going to finish that now.
Okay. You want to finish it?
Yeah, if you finish it.
All right, now Nick White says he's tired, so we're going to shut it off now.
All right.
And I'll let
you tell you something more next time, you know.
Okay.
Prepared, you know.